And tonight it is Kelsey Carlson. She joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And this will be one of the final times that we talk to Kelsey here, or for, at least for the next couple of weeks, her and Randy, because we'll be off the next couple of weeks. First off, how you doing, Kelsey?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm ready for the holiday season and just kind of enjoying the end of 2025.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of a crazy end of the year every year. You get so busy around the holidays, and it's just sort of this mad dash. But you have to kind of enjoy all of it at the same time, make sure that it doesn't go by too fast.
I'm totally with you. All right, so I want to have a little bit of fun with you tonight before we get into, and we have fun every time we visit before we
of
get
course.
Into the top headlines. But tonight specifically with Kelsey Carlson from Fox 9, what I want to do is I want to do a Thanksgiving food draft. Okay? Thanksgiving food draft. So what we're going to do is I'm going to allow you to have the first. So you're going to, we're going to go back and forth. You're going to have the first pick. I'm going to allow you to have the first pick for, because we're putting together a plate for Thanksgiving. Okay? What is the first thing that Kelsey Carlson is drafting for the Thanksgiving food draft?
Homemade macaroni and cheese.
All right, so mac and cheese. All right, we got mac and cheese for Kelsey. All right, so mac and cheese is off the board. I am second. I am going for my slam dunk. It's my favorite. I'm however you want to describe it, whether you want to say it's stuffing or if you want to say it's dressing, give me that.
Okay.
So I'm going stuffing, dressing. As my first pick, you went mac and cheese for your first pick. What is your second pick?
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. All right. With my second pick, I hate to do this to you, but I mean, it's turkey. Like, I'm going turkey. I'm going turkey. I'm going turkey second. Preferably deep-fried turkey, because my dad knows how to deep-fry a turkey, but I'm just going to go turkey next on the list. All right.
Okay, that's good.
Go third.
Well, then I'll take the ham, the
honey-baked
ham.
Ooh. Kelsey sneaky. She went ham on me. Oh, man. I didn't see that one coming. I did not see that one coming. All right. So, gosh, darn it. She stole ham. With my third selection, I am going to go yams. So we're three in. You went macaroni and cheese. You went green bean casserole. You went ham. I went stuffing dressing, turkey, and yams. Let's go one more item on the plate, and then we'll go to a dessert. What is your last item on the plate?
I need more starch, homemade rolls, and butter.
Okay. Homemade rolls. That's a great one. Homemade rolls. Man, it's almost like she thought about this.
All I have to do is picture the table at my grandmother's house when I was a kid.
All right.
And then I know exactly what I'm going for.
All right, so I am going to go for, and I guess this actually could qualify as a condiment maybe, but I got to have the cranberry sauce.
Yes.
So,
homemade or in a can?
Yeah, I need the cranberry sauce. The canned, and I don't like the, where it's got like the bits and pieces. I like the jellied one.
Okay, you're just like Ian and Randy, but I like the homemade.
Oh, really?
Sauce.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No, I'm good. All right, so final pick, you roll with your dessert. What is your dessert?
Be my dessert. A hard one.
There's a lot of good ones. Well, you can't go wrong. That's the thing.
I know. Do I want pumpkin pie or I'm going to go with the chocolate chess pie.
Chocolate chess pie? What is chocolate chess pie?
Just basically chocolate, and then it has whipped cream around the edge.
Okay. All right. So I am going with and it's similar to pumpkin, but it's not pumpkin. I'm going sweet potato pie.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a really good choice. Those are delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go sweet potato pie. So to the texters out there that have listened to the two plates, 651-461-9226, whose plate do you like better? Do you like Kelsey Carlson's? We'll take a look at this after she's off the air because I can't look at them all right now. But for the record, the Thanksgiving food draft, Kelsey Carlson for Fox 9 goes with mac and cheese, green bean casserole, ham, homemade rolls, and chocolate chess pie. That is a really good plate. I went with dressing, turkey, yams, cranberry sauce, and sweet potato pie. Both of those plates are legit. Wouldn't you agree?
That's a good meal for anybody. Meal. Yeah, in fact, my first helping would be my plate. My second helping would be your plate.
So now is for Thanksgiving this year, are you cooking or someone else cooking?
We are going to go to my sister's house this year.
Okay.
So I actually, in order to not put everything on her, but we're also traveling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how can I help? So we're bringing some things, but I mail ordered, because we're going to stay at her house, I mail ordered a full breakfast from a company online, just so I would feel less like I was imposing on her with, you know, my three kids and everything. It's hard. It's hard being the host, especially when people are staying at your house to do all of that grocery shopping.
All right, so help me out with this. Take me inside of a news anchor on a holiday. If you are, you've been doing this for many years in other markets, how does it work if you are a news anchor that is working on Thanksgiving? Is there generally like Thanksgiving type food at the job, or is it just kind of like, now you're just going to work and you'll catch up on Thanksgiving a little bit later?
It kind of depends. Sometimes the places where I've worked, the station provides food. When I work in Kalamazoo, Michigan, they were so gracious and they provide these like deli trays.
Mm-hmm.
And it would last through like from Thursday to Saturday. And the refrigerator was the creative services van in the parking lot. So that was hilarious. And then sometimes, you know, if you have a good group of people and everybody coordinates ahead of time, you know who's working, kind of do a potluck and people bring food in. So, you know, and then sometimes you have a station that just brings in like a hot meal and it's ready to go. And that's very, very nice for the employees. And then I've hosted before when I've worked morning shift, but had to make a lot of things ahead of time and then give assignments to people at my house to put them in the oven at certain times, you know, get the turkey all ready to go. A couple sits in the oven, or it sits in the fridge for 2 days. And then the whole operation starts while you're still at work. And then you get home at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and everybody starts showing up. And then we've had just quiet Thanksgivings too, where I've had to work at night. And like one year, the kids and I did a turkey trot. We had a really big breakfast. And then we got a meal from one of the grocery stores and it was super easy. I've done it all. I've made many turkeys. I've done everything homemade, and I've done the shortcut, and I've gotten a grocery store meal.
Well, now, a texture from the text line from the 320 has given you and I both some crap. They're like some flack. They're saying mashed taters and gravy? Come on, Henry and Kelsey, swing and a miss. In defense of me and Kelsey, you can do mashed potatoes and gravy year-round.
That's right.
Come on now.
You're not making a green bean casserole on a Tuesday night.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so on this Wednesday evening, what are some of the top news items that you guys will be covering on the Fox 9 News?
Well, there's a story about the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce putting out a little bit of a warning about the economy here in Minnesota, that things are trending downward. Minnesota's lost ground in recent years in the labor market growth, but also decline in the large number of corporate headquarters and new patents here. And more people are leaving the state than coming in. So we have Mike Manzoni, one of our reporters, looking into that story tonight. Minnesota Wild is asking that fans put out a hockey stick on their porch tonight for a 10-year-old boy named Weston. Last month, they had a Make-A-Wish event with him, and he passed away last night.
Oh.
So there, we have one of our reporters working on that story, and the Wild, they had put up their stick as well. And it was I remember this so well because it was just last month. He got to be part of a little prank with Kirill Kaprizov, and it just 10 years old. His mother put a beautiful tribute up to him on Caring Bridge, and I'm so glad that he got to have that experience with the Wild while he was healthy enough to do so. And then we are looking at the border battle for the Vikings and the Packers, and it just generally, you know, watching the weather. Because people, now we're, you know, getting close to 7 days out from the holiday, and that forecast starts to take shape. So for anybody who's driving or flying or just, you know, wants to think about what can we do outside on Thanksgiving Day, well, you know, Ian's going to have you covered.
I got you. That's awesome. I did not know about, what's his name, Weston again?
Weston.
Yeah, I did not know about this story. That's such a sad story. And look, I know that there's never a good time for anybody to lose a child, and you know we see stories like this all the time, but it does affect you a little bit more, especially around this time of year, because when you start to think about the holiday season, you think about being with family, and to lose a child and to lose a loved one over the holiday season, it really does take a toll on you emotionally.
Oh, it's, you know, I'm just looking at the picture right now of him with Kirill Kaprizov, and apparently his family said that he was watching hockey when he passed away. He had battled leukemia for a long time, and his family was with him when he passed. But really just so glad that the Wild could be there for him and the family a month ago to create this special day for him.
Mm. Yeah, that kind of makes me emotional just thinking about him. Yeah, thinking about him watching hockey and passing away at the same time. Man, that's a very, very tough story. Yeah.
So think about putting a hockey stick out on your porch tonight for Weston.
Absolutely. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. As always, we'll be off the next couple of Wednesdays, but we'll talk to you in December.
Okay, sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll catch up when we all get back.
Happy Thanksgiving as well. I appreciate it. That's Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 news anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show.